Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in. It's beautiful Brooklyn. Long as I live in, believe I'm gonna cry.
Know where you're going, but don't know how to get there. You found the rabbit hole. Free bars, party hunting, sending out your day. He's here to make sure you don't break the bank. Welcome to the Starving Arts Podcast with your host, Jimmy.
Okay. Thank you for joining me on the 12th podcast. I don't know why I'm keeping track of how many there are, but I am, for some reason or other. So this is the 12th one. It's going to be a short one today because I've got a lot of shit to do, not regarding this show. But I wanted to get things out there. I got a couple things to talk about. A couple bands around New York City to showcase with you guys, and I don't know, it's just been one of those weeks where kind of everything falls apart as far as weather. It's been cloudy for the past 5 days, 6 days. Haven't done any laundry, haven't done any grocery shopping. I gotta get a Mother's Day present. Everything's falling to shit in my life right now. I don't know why this is, but occasionally this happens to everyone, I think, that their life just kind of falls apart for a little bit, and then you get it back together, eventually, hopefully. So, couple things to say. I've been reading a book called The Long Tail, and this is, occasionally you get a book or movie or something that kind of like makes everything in your life make sense. And this book is one of them. It's called The Long Tail, Why the Future of Business is Selling Less of More. And by Chris Anderson. Now, I'd strongly recommend going on Amazon.com or Half.com and picking this book up if you're interested in new media, if you're interested in kind of where, you know, and it does, it, the first five chapters are about art, music, eBay, Rhapsody, Netflix, Amazon, how these kind of people did it, what they're focusing on. And I find that particularly interesting myself. I'll go into a couple things that I found out. These kind of made total sense at the time when I read it. Basically, what the guy's talking about is the long tail is in marketing, in getting anything out into the public domain for sale. It's actually kind of half of a bell curve. So you have what has become a hit-making mainstream. And then as soon as, and those get the most hits. So like at Blockbuster, you're going to pick up whatever the biggest billboard says, because you are part of the mainstream. Now, what this guy posits is most people are a lot less mainstream than led to believe by mainstream culture. And at this point, they're making kind of affinity groups where, say, on Rhapsody Music downloads, there's a sharp drop-off in how many downloads there are from the mainstream. But what happens is there's a long tail where every, pretty much every track in Rhapsody or in iTunes has been downloaded by someone at some point within the first month. Now, these are the friends and family, but it's still that long tail of kind of affinity groups or people interested in a certain thing. So long as they can find it, they will buy it. Let me get into what he said was the main kind of point of this. Okay, so the theory of the long tail can be boiled down to this. Our culture and economy are increasingly shifting away from a focus on a relatively small number of hits, mainstream products and markets, at the head of the demand curve and moving towards a huge number of niches in the tail. In an era without constraints of physical shelf space and other bottlenecks of distribution, narrowly targeted goods and services can be as economically attractive as mainstream fare. So what this means is those of us who are on the tail, who don't sell millions of CDs, we are actually becoming more of a market than those people and those places and those things. And he kind of lists off, I'm just going to kind of give you guys the cliff notes, but in virtually all markets, there are far more niche goods than hits. So the radio is growing exponentially larger as the tools of production become cheaper and more ubiquitous. Now, this goes into things like Sonic Bids, things like Last.fm, iTunes. You can name these off for thousands of hours, probably. MySpace. You can just go down and you can download free albums, and they're all free, and people will just give you new music to consume with the hopes that you'll like it and then buy their next album, which is what I've decided to do, and which I think I would recommend to all new bands. Just put it out for free, and then once you get a base, then you can say, well, here's my new EP, $5 download. What else? The cost of reaching those niches is now falling dramatically, thanks to combination of forces, including digital distribution, powerful search technologies, and a critical mass of broadband penetration. Online markets are resetting the economics of retail. Thus, in many markets, it is now possible to offer a massively expanded variety of products. And if you go, compared to going into Walmart, where they might have, 60,000 CDs at most, probably not even that at this point. I think they did a big reduction of that. Whereas if you go on iTunes, you'll find 1.5 million albums. Or if you go on Amazon.com, you'll find X amount of books, over 1.5 million, probably more like 2 million books now, as compared to if you go to a Barnes & Noble, the biggest Barnes & Noble in the world, which I used to work at, is in Union Square, and they had about 100,000 titles on hand, four floors of pure book. But if you go, to Amazon.com, doesn't matter. There's 10, 15 times that amount. So, a couple things that have kind of caused the downfall of this whole scene, the whole mainstream. And I'm going to get into that after a little break. Now, I'm going to play you guys a little song I actually really dig. It's called Now We Will Be Brothers by Bowery Boy Blue. These guys are awesome. The first time I heard it, I was like, man, this band rocks. So this is called Now We Will Be Brothers. They'll probably hate me saying this, but very Death Cab for Cutie-like. But honestly, I like it better than Death Cab. So check it out. Now We Will Be Brothers.
I want to throw it in the thoughts, your eyes well up with fear at the sound of the reflection lapping all around. Don't be afraid, we'll go and find another. There'll always be another. That's what they say.
All right, that was Bowery Boy Blue. But looks like their next show is going to be North by Northeast Festival in Toronto, Ontario. So if you're up in Toronto, you can check them out June 18th. They're going to be playing there. You can check out their songs, myspace.com/BoweryBoyBlue. Really dig their stuff. And we wish them the best here. Now, what we were saying, what I was talking about is like kind of the downfall of the mainstream. Now, if you're listening to this podcast, you're no longer part of the mainstream. Hate to break it to you, but you're listening to this. So this is about as uncommercial and unmainstream as possible, especially now that I kind of took out even just pop songs. I mean, I was playing pop songs, but now it's just going to be straight, raw, indie rock. Provided by sonicbids.com if you want to get in on it. And it's pretty sweet website if you want to set that up. I do have an account with them. So we're going to get back into the downfall of mainstream. Now, basically, Chris Anderson of The Long Tail book, which I'm reading, got it at a used bookstore, $2. He says that the rise of the iPod was one of the main downfalls of FM radio because basically you're listening to, you know, thousands of hours of uncommercial, non-advertised music, which is awesome. Also, the cell phone, the rise of the cell phone kind of brought, you know, since if you're in traffic, you're not going to be even really listening to the radio because you got a cell phone, you can just talk to your friends. Also, I mean, anytime I'm driving in a car, I find it incredibly horrible to listen to any radio right now because of Clear Channel, which is the next thing he lists, which is just this gigantic conglomerate radio bullshit machine that just took over 1,200 radio channels, about one out of 10. Of all of America's radio channels, and they decided to lower costs of radio. They would do centralized programming and computer-driven local station programming, the result of which is every time you turn on the radio, you're either listening to stuff from like the 90s, like Alice in Chains. They turned my local rock station into like the Alice in Chains Soundgarden Pearl Jam station. It's horrible. I mean, I like those bands, but I can't hear them every five songs. I don't want to hear Angry Char every half hour. It's dumb. Give the new bands like Bowery Boy Blue a spot, a place to like rock and roll. And that's just a good example. I mean, that's why I'm doing this, is because people don't want that anymore. People are going towards the long tail. And the other channel, which is Modern Rock 103.1, sucks big goat dick. And I can say that in here because I'm not being regulated by the next thing that the, Chris Anderson cites, which is the FCC's obscenity crackdown, which they were basically fining Howard Stern, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for saying, like, fuck, or whatever. Hundreds of thousand dollars for a word that exists in the English language. It's a word. A word. Now that is ridiculous. And going back to Channel 103.1, the reason that they suck is because the gears of the music industry are basically focused towards the lowest common denominator, which is people who like Nickelback, people who go to Walmart to buy a Nickelback album, or, you know, Three Doors Down, or all those really shitty quote-unquote progressive rock bands that are really just American Idol wannabes. It's disgusting. Anyways, that's why I'm here. That's why you're listening. Let's not get caught up on that. Let's go into another song since I'm talking about it. This is a cool band. They're very indie, kind of, but awesome sounding. They're out of Brooklyn, New York. And they're called Going Gone. This is a song called You Lost It. Check it out here only on the Starving Artist's Guide.
Are killing me while I'm far away. Pass the test, it's taking up the day.
You heard it first here on Starving Artist Guide. That is Going Gone with the track You Lost It. Pretty cool stuff. And I guess, you know, it just goes to show that you're not hearing the music that you want on the FM dial anymore. It's kind of sad. It's really sad. I remember used to love listening to the radio when it was kind of still independent. There's one good FM station around here. I don't even know what it's called. I've had it on the dial a couple times. But the thing is, it's just so homogenized nowadays that people just are turning to other sources. I mean, you just listen to your iPod. You listen to... But there's no new source. I get so bored with my iPod sometimes that I just want to throw it out the window. Not and on a side note, my iPod completely died. It gave me a frowny iPod sign on the front. It's pretty old. Anyways, it's like a fourth generation, so it's time for me to get a new iPod. And also, my CD player died. So I went from iPod dying... Threw my CD player in my book bag because I'm going to work, got a long commute, and then I find my CD player doesn't work. So it's been one of those weeks. It's just been one of those weeks, and it's been just very horrible out. Gray skies every day. Yesterday was a little better, but we're hoping to turn things around here. Anyway, so let's go back into just, like, some of the great, great facts about just where things are going. I'm very optimistic about where things are going. I think that we're going to have a new renaissance of just great music, great film, great comedy, great everything. I just can feel it in my bones, and that's, you know, I'm here trying to help do that, help bring it up to the next level. Like the 60s. So here are some facts, some statistics. Hollywood box office fell 7%, continuing a decline in attendance that started in 2001 and appears to be accelerating. Now, these statistics are from 2005, so I'm sure it's even more concerning. Newspaper readership, which peaked in 1987, fell 3%. Its largest single year drop, and is now at levels not seen since the 60s. Now, this is kind of sad, but why pay for something when you can get on the internet for free? So, just kind of removing something that's unnecessary. And we can see it all the time, and the Boston Globe is being dismantled, and it will no longer be available in print, which is depressing, but... I guess that current times have just proved it unwieldy and unnecessary. Magazine newsstand sales are at their lowest level since statistics have been kept, a period of more than 30 years. And network TV ratings continue to fall as viewers scatter to cable channels. Since 1985, the network's share of TV audience has fallen from 3/4 to less than half. Which is... great. I think people are just fed up with the bullshit that they're getting. The only channel I watch is HBO, to be honest. And I watch on my computer. Also, you can go to Hulu.com, watch great shows like The Daily Show, Colbert Report for free. And it's completely legal. All you gotta do is watch like 30-second commercials in between. Now, what's even more funny... There are more just a sign of the times is that Rupert Murdoch has a quote that says, "Young people don't want to rely on a godlike figure from above to tell them what's important. They want control over their media instead of being controlled by it." Now, this is coming from one of the controllers, one of the string pullers that has homogenized media for the last, like, 50 years. This guy went and bought... hundreds of newspapers, just like Clear Channel, so that he could homogenize things and get groundswell support for things, like wars, basically, back in, like, the 50s. But he realizes that it's changing and that people are going to things like this, blogs, alternative media like InfoWars to get the real media. People know that they're being lied to, like blatantly lied to in the media. And if you don't know that, well, try InfoWars.com and you will be blown away. It's either you know and you're completely just ignorance is bliss, or you already know and you're already just kind of forfeiting their control over us, and you're reading, you know, prisonplanet.com does great, like, kind of groundbreaking news. It's pretty great that people are kind of waking up to what's really happening in the world. So, even Rupert Murdoch knows. And now that he knows, I don't know, that should be kind of worrying. So we're going to drop this at half an hour because I got shit to do. And I'm sure you do too. So let's take another final look at the Sonic Bids submission file. I'm going to play a track from And the Revelers Fell. This is a song called Why Can't You? Check it out. We'll be back for a quick wrap-up. And the Revelers Fell. Why Can't You?
Why can't you walk away?
That was Why Can't You by And the Revelers Fell. Little band out of Brooklyn, New York. Check them out on MySpace, And the Revelers Fell. They got some shows coming up. Let's take a look. They're playing the Delancey in New York City on May 23rd, and on May 30th they will be playing the Bitter End at 9:30 p.m. First show is at 6:30 p.m. Check them out. They rock. So, we're going to wrap this mother effer up tighter than a mummy. And thank you guys for taking a listen. We're going to have some more guests on soon. I'm trying to revamp the show, kind of cut it down a little bit. People have been telling me with constructive criticism that they're running a little too long. And I wholeheartedly agree. It's a lot easier to make a half-hour show than an hour show, where sometimes I was running them at like 70 minutes at some point. So, cut it down to half an hour, approximate, and hopefully get you guys the goods on what's going on in New York, what's going on in Brooklyn music scene. Want to get back to doing some writers, directors, actors, comedians as well, keeping the format. And also maybe get some musicians on, tell how to get gigs, all that stuff. Well, we're in the process of renovating the whole streamline system. So, last week I had a guy on called Josh Weinstein, and this guy rocks so hard. I think I'm gonna pass the buck, play another song by him, and say adios to you dudes for a week. So check this out. One final song, and see you next week. This is a song called Every New York by Josh Weinstein. Check it out.
The girl with the tip-jar tits and ATM smile. Every New York is it someone. Every New York is it someone. Love is blind. Gets you everywhere but over in this overheated town. I get mine. Every New York loses someone. Every New York loses someone. Thank you.